is certainly coming back. We saw a number of the businesses that had been closed that are now reopened. What you do see, though, are a number of homes that still have a significant damage and need to be reconstructed and rebuilt. We also saw some of the homes that are going to be taken down and not be rebuilt. So I think the human dimension of families that are still not back in their home is one that's very, very real. Fortunately, the community has been very resilient and has certainly come together, and there's tremendous mutual support. You could certainly see that. So are sending our team in there to help out and working with labor to bring some of these homes back into a habitable condition is one way of showing that all of us as New Yorkers feel an investment in helping our neighbors in Fort Plain that have been impacted by the severe weather event, similar to what we certainly saw happen in Schoharie County after Lee and Irene hit, certainly downstate Superstorm Sandy. New Yorkers, in the face of these kinds of destructive acts of nature, know how to bounce back, be resilient, come together, and that was our message today, that we haven't forgotten them, and there's still work to be done there, certainly before the winter sets in and before the holidays. We hope that many more of the families that have been displaced can be back in their homes.
What's being done to make sure or try to prevent this from happening again? Because, as the governor said, more storms like this seem to be inevitable. You can argue all you want about climate change or not, but this type of severe weather is coming and will return. So what's being done in that area to try to prevent this extent of damage?
We saw some of the work that's already been done along the banks of the creek where there's been a need for significant reinforcement. The mayor pointed out some of the other areas of the creek that work still needs to happen. They're coordinating that with DEC. There's also the installation that's being planned for of water gauges or river gauges that would, in effect, track if the creek would rise to a level that would cause concern about flooding and would trigger the opportunity for an evacuation if it would be severe. That's one of the things that happened in Fort Plain. There was no warning to this event, and it happened at 6 in the morning. At least many people were already awake. In fact, the homeowner whose home we visited today, she was home at the time that the flooding occurred, and she had to wade through water that was up to her throat to get out to safety. So having more of those kind of safety devices are important. But certainly the local village leadership has identified those areas along the creek and the river that need to have greater reinforcement. There's no doubt that these kinds of severe weather events are happening with more frequency. And part of the challenge is to have our infrastructure be in a better position to deal with these kind of events. Obviously, we can't necessarily prevent them, but we certainly need to take steps to make as likely as possible that they won't be the kind of damage that we've seen.
I hate to reduce something like this, a human tragedy, to dollars and cents, but when something like this happens, what does it do to the economy and to tax revenues in that area?
Well, it's always hard to quantify that. I think part of what we see is that in the short run, it certainly is a very, very negative impact. There's no doubt about that in terms of loss of property, loss of wages. But what's interesting, we visited a supermarket there that has just reopened, and talking to the owner, and this literally was right on the banks of the creek, he said that business is better than it was before the flooding occurred. And when we look at in the downstate region in the aftermath of Sandy, while certainly, again, right after the event, there was a severe economic loss, what you also see in the aftermath as weeks and months go by, more money being spent on purchasing home goods, replacing appliances, construction, more people put to work for the rebuilding effort. So I think in many ways it somewhat balances out. I think the harder point to quantify is the human toll. I mean, obviously, in the most extreme cases, even in Fort Plain, one woman in a trailer home lost her life. So certainly if someone is out of their home for months on end, having to live in a trailer, if someone is out of a job for weeks or for months, I mean, that's where it's really the personal toll that I think is most severe and most of concern.